fin de ma vie, je vais aller mettre sur le temps de Koudjaï parce que Kabouet musique là, non mais yo, et puis c'est lui qui pourra la vini n'a enterré. Qui ça n'a pas enterré? N'a pas enterré. Malé. N'allez, allez. Ils vont l'amour, on a allé là. Merci cousin Lebden, merci cousin Chenier. Merci camarade Paul Cadichon, merci cousin Matino. Merci, 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 merci. Cousin Justin et tout le monde.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thank you, Yvonne, again. The incredible, it's an incredible honor to follow you every Sunday evening. And Anabel Tonolokai, the great show. And welcome all who have, my loyal listeners, followers. And this is going to be my 51st birthday show. So I haven't been doing the show for 51 years, but I've been on this planet now, 51, starting on Tuesday. So what I did is that last year I decided I was going to write a collection of essays devoted to 50 songs that I felt had played some kind of role or influenced my life in some way, shape, or form. So what I did is I completed, I'm not going to lie, I haven't done 50 yet, but I have 3 days to do 7 of them. I'm sure it's going to happen. But I have done 43. But anyway, so what's going to happen today is we're going to have a show devoted to that list. So, you know, it's like my show, it's like I love lists. Every show is devoted to a different list. Last week, I think it was the top 25 grunge songs, according to the Consequence of Sound website. This time, it's my list. So these are my songs, all of them. Not songs that I wrote or sung or whatever, just songs that had an influence on me. And the first one is this one from The Police, Spirits in the Material World. If you ask me, this is Stuart Copeland's Finest Hour. And, you know, the idea behind my putting them on this list, or this song on this list, is that it sort of, you know, I was a new music connoisseur. I think I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and this was had a big impact on me. It kind of told me that there was more to music than like classic rock, like the Beatles and the Stones and the Who, and this is sort of like a new wave or a new wave of rock. It wasn't like, you know, the synth pop stuff that was like Human League and all that, but it was still based on classic rock, a little bit of punk and some ska, and it was new. And I really and it really connected with me. So here's Spirits of the Material World off of Ghost of the Machine from The Police, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
In the material world, I spirits in the material. Thank you. man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Oh my God, is right. Wow. Van Halen, Hot for Teacher from 1984. Prior to that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Woman in Love, It's Not Me from Hard Promises. The Cars, Since You're Gone from Shake It Up. And it was The Police starting things off with Spirits in the Material World from Ghost in the Machine. So this is like my birthday show. So I'm basically playing all the songs that have meant something to me. Well, there's more than 50, and I'm only going to fit in. Long ago, I calculated that I could fit in no more than 28, unless I'm having a hardcore punk show, in which it can be as many as 60. But we're not doing that today. So anyway, I'm not going to dig into why each of these songs are being played. I just wanted to talk about Van Halen, Hot for Teacher, for a minute. That's just, you know, that's not the kind of song that I was like really into, or like I would sit around and listen to on the headphones and whatever. It was just like, A lot of these songs made an impact because of the videos that were associated with them. It seems like Hot for Teacher, it's almost like a chicken and egg thing. Like, what came first, like the video or the song? It seems like the song was written for the video. It was written to be a video. And just amazingly how the song, you know, obviously it came out in 1984. So It's like 35 years ago. It's like ridiculous. It makes fun of, like, you know, hooking up with your teacher. It makes fun of school. It makes, it's like, it's degrading to women. It's like a whole long list of things and that would never fly today. And it just completely boggles the mind that it was completely acceptable back then. Nobody said anything. And in fact, people bought the 1984 in droves. Nobody protested. Well, not that I remember. And, when the record came out, it was massive. It was more than massive. It was, and this, I think Hot for Teacher was like the fourth single following Jump, I'll Wait, and Panama. Panama, maybe I should have played that one. Anyway, all right, let's move on to something more serious. I was very, very serious about my fandom of U2, the Joshua Tree being the first record I really actually gave a shit about. And so, and I played it endlessly. I couldn't even, the number is not even large enough for me to comprehend at this point. We will hear this first track, Weather Street Sub No Name, from the Joshua Tree, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 in Medford, WMFO.
Where the streets are Gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna that girl. Lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change
she's
her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. Treat her right, my friend. You're gonna find her
you're
gone.
Gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right, and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
Not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're
that
gonna
girl.
Lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
What you do,
yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Taking her away from you, watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes,
Stones, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Hang Fire from Tattoo You. Oh my God, the Beatles before that was You're Gonna Lose That Girl from Help, REM's Stand from Green, and it was U2's Where the Streets Have No Name from the Joshua Tree, starting off that set. So what's going on? Why am I going back to the basics? Well, I'm another year older. It's my birthday show, so I decided to go back and look at some of the 50 most influential songs in my life. From when I was a child to when I was a teen to when I was all the way up. So yeah, I'm like 51 now. So I basically wrote short essays about all 50 of the songs, and I've only gotten to 43 of them. So either I'm going to finish 7 in the next 3 days, or I'm just going to keep writing until I get to the end, which is probably what I'll end up doing. So why a random track from Help for the Beatles? So, you know, when I was just getting into music, I mean, first of all, when you're just getting into music, the Beatles, perfect place to start. You know, very simple song structure, good melodies and everything. And I was just, I was amazed by like the background vocals, the harmonizing. And it wasn't like the doo-wop stuff that my parents listened to. It was completely my own, even though it was at that point 20 years old. I still kind of picked up on it and embraced that sound. And the Rolling Stones, they were like completely different. Obviously, they were still together at the time when Tattoo You was released. But like just this feeling of brotherhood in the sense of, you know, two masters kind of working together to make great music. And that's sort of where that's coming from. So what's up next? It's this from The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again, from Who's Next, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
My head to the You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Everybody else gone. Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That's, of course, David Bowie with Ziggy Stardust, with the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Before that, The Smiths was How Soon Is Now. That was released as a single. It's on, I think it's on the, as an extra track on Meat Is Murder. It's also on Hatful of Hollow. And The Doors, Break On Through from Strange Days. It was The Who's Won't Get Fooled Again, all 8 minutes of it, from Who's Next. Starting off the set, Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is like my birthday show, so I picked 50 songs that I thought made a difference in my life or that affected me somehow, and I wrote short essays about them all. And so, you know, rather than try to shoehorn 50 songs into 2 hours, I'm doing two shows, so maybe like 25 or 26 today, and then probably, you know what, I'm probably going to have a Halloween show next week, and then after that we'll have a show devoted to the remainder of the top 50 songs of Jay. So that's our loose schedule. So put that down in your calendar. put that on your calendar. All right. So yeah, up next, Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop. So, you know, I went through a huge Ramones phase as well. Saw them multiple times. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's like they're punk, but they're not as angry. They're all about like, you know, confusion and chaos and humor and just kind of like weird stuff and sniffing glue and, you know, strange deviant sex. And it's like, it's kind of like they had their own thing going on. And, you know, even though it was punk, it was sort of like very much based on rock and a lot of like the Phil Spector sound, wall of sound. And obviously he worked with them on a record of their own in the 80s. So it was kind of like they were coming at it differently as opposed to like the Damned and the Sex Pistols and the Clash and all that other stuff. So that sort of made an impression on me, even though the music wasn't new when I heard it first. It made a huge impression. And so we're going to hear Blitzkrieg Bop from Ramones, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.